to the Lord in prayer, and then we will get into the Word. Eternal Heavenly Father, Lord, we're here this morning to honor you, to praise you, and to hear from you, Lord. And Lord, I just ask right now, I humbly ask that I be decreased and that you are increased, that you are increased in what is said, that you are increased in how it's received, and Lord, that you are increased in the application of what is said. Father, we thank you for this day and this time. We know that this is a day we will never see again. So Lord, we want to be careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory that you so richly deserve. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This morning, for those of you who have your Bibles with you, our scripture passage this morning, for many of the Bible scholars, is going to be a very familiar passage. The passage will be coming from 2 Kings. It will be coming from the 6th chapter, verses 15 through 18. And it will be coming from the New Living Translation. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
All right, I heard a lot of amens. If you don't have it, say, I'm getting there. Our scripture reading reads, when the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops, horses, and chariots everywhere. Oh, sir, what will we do now? The young man cried to Elisha. Don't be afraid, Elisha told him, for there are more on our side than on theirs. Then Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes and let him see. The Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked up, he saw the hillside around Elisha was filled with horses and chariots of fire. As the Aramean army advanced toward him, Elisha prayed, O Lord, please make them blind. So the Lord struck them with blindness as Elijah had asked. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. Today's message, the title of this, is Take Another Look.
All right.
Take Another Look. So, starting this off, I know that everyone in here, if you are an adult, a young adult even, maybe even a teenager, maybe even a middle school or elementary young person, sometimes you are going to need to take another look. So to bring this up for you guys, have you ever faced a situation where the odds seem completely stacked against you? A moment where no matter where you looked, it seemed like it's overwhelming. You can't do it. Have you ever been told by someone, you're not good enough. You don't talk good enough. You don't walk good enough. Your moves aren't good enough for this group. Perhaps it may be a financial situation. Have you ever been in a financial crisis or health diagnosis where you went to the doctor and the doctor gave you some bad news and the doctor started shaking their head? Or for some, it may have been a broken relationship. A family member, someone let you down. Or if you were in a relationship or even a marriage and your spouse said, I don't love you anymore. It's over. That's a crisis moment. That can be an issue. Now, it's easy in those times when you get those heavy moments to feel like you're surrounded, to feel like there's nothing you can do, to feel like there's just it's coming at you. You're surrounded. But I want us to think about our passage today. We find Elisha, the prophet, the servant of God, and his servant in just such a predicament. The king, Aram, he was infuriated by Elijah's prophetic insight that kept foiling his battle plans. So he sends a massive army by night, y'all. He sends a massive army to sneak up and surround Elijah. He tells his guys, and I want you guys to go back and read this whole chapter, but he tells his soldiers, first of all, hey, bring him to me. But before that, he's asking his people, which one of y'all, and I'm paraphrasing here, which one of y'all is snitching? Which one of y'all is telling the Israelites what's going on? Somebody here is talking too much. Somebody's running their mouth. And his people were like, hold on, sir, it wasn't us. The man of God knows the very words that you're speaking in your bedchamber. So he said, okay, all right, get the boys together. Get the chariots, bring him back to me. So when we think about this, and let's think about this force. He sent a military force to this city, to Dothan, under the cover of night. And when we think about this force, he sent chariots. Now, back in those days, the Assyrian chariots were set up this way, where there was the driver, and then the person on the side had a bow with bows and arrows, and they also had a lance. So they were coming to do business. They were coming to do some serious business. So when we think about that, let's look at this challenge and what was coming at Elisha and his servant. Now, his first and only thought, the servant was, when he got up early in the morning, his first thought was that of human thought and perception. You're looking around and you're seeing, oh boy, we got all this. So what sets in? Naturally, human beings, panic, fear is going to set in. That's going to set in, and you'll start thinking, man, what are we going to do? So he calls a prophet, and he says to him, oh no, my Lord, what shall we do? And you have to love Elisha's response. Elijah's response is a powerful lesson for us all today. He said, don't be afraid. Did y'all hear me? Don't be afraid. No matter what that situation you're dealing with, don't be afraid. So, and I also, when I think about what Elisha said in this, it made me think of Isaiah 41 and 10. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am with you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Thus says the Lord. That's the Lord. So this morning, I basically have 3 points for this message. And I want you guys to keep in mind, the title is Take Another Look. So the first point is going to be the limited human perspective. The limited human perspective. When we are looking at this in the Word, we see the servant's initial reaction. It's completely understandable from a human standpoint. The situation was hopeless. They're surrounded. They're in a small town. Most likely, small town didn't have many weapons at all. So they're completely surrounded. And an old prophet and one fearful servant against an entire army with horses and chariots. The servant was a good man, but he was operating on a worldly perspective. He was operating by what his physical eyes saw. Brothers and sisters, we have to understand that there is more going on than just this physical world. And it may seem like you are surrounded, like you have things up against you, but there's a spiritual realm too, where we have assistance in the spiritual realm. And that's where we have to be looking. So let's think about this, what the servant was seeing. He saw the physical reality, a massive, tangible threat. He was focused on what and the how. Now, let me say this again. He was focused on the what and the how. But let's go somewhere else here at this. This is often where we find ourselves. We focus on the visible obstacles in our lives, our problems, our heartaches, our other issues that may be going on. We see many times the debt, the issue, the problems, problems in the nation, problems in your state, problems in your neighborhood, problems in your house. But we need to take another look. Take another look at where our help is coming from. We, a lot of times, will try to figure things out in our own human weak way. We start trying to calculate. Okay, Lord, what? Let me see. What can I do to handle this situation? What do I need to do to? How can I make this right? Instead of giving it to God and trusting God. So, also with this limited human perspective, you have to understand there is an enemy. The enemy wants to have you looking from the human perspective. The enemy wants to have you distracted. Because when you get distracted, you start falling off base. And if you're falling off base, you're not focused on where your help truly comes from. That's what the enemy wants to get you to do. So, brothers and sisters, that's that first point. Now, my second point. The second point is this. Open eyes equals a new perspective. Now, when I say open eyes equals a new perspective, when the servant cried out to Elisha, and you see Elisha's response, let's think about this. And I want you guys to look at it this way. I love acronyms, and when I think of Elisha in this moment, I always think of three things. He had knowledge of God. Okay? He had knowledge about God. He had a strong working faith in God. And he was strong in prayer. When you know God, when you know who he is, when you know what he has done for you in the past, no matter what it looks like, you can take it to him. No matter what army or situation may be facing you, you can take it to him. So, Elisha, he wasn't blind to the fact that there was an army around him, but he wasn't limited by it either. Okay, he had a supernatural perspective. Now, when I say supernatural perspective, God will give you the ability to see things from the spiritual side. Yes, it may look dark on the humanistic side, but when we trust in God, God can open it up and you can see where he's going to bring you through, how he's going to deliver you, and that you don't have to be afraid. You can trust him. And this, you can see a lot in Elisha's prayer. His prayer was not to slay that army. His prayer wasn't, Lord, kill all these soldiers out here. Take them out. No. His prayer was that his servant's eyes would be open, that his servant's spiritual eyes would be open. And when his servant took another look, he saw they had chariots of fire around them. And it was more for them than those who would be against them. It's that spiritual understanding. When he prayed for the servant's eyes to be opened, the young man's fear was instantly replaced with awe. Think about it. You see this army you're intimidated by, you're scared by, and then now your eyes are open and you see, okay, we're good now, you know. I don't have to be trembling. I don't have to be, you know, I don't have to be thinking, okay, which way am I going to run to get out of here? The servant's eyes were open. His spiritual eyes were open. When we trust in God, we need to keep focus on who he is and what he can do. No matter what it may look like, trust in God and believe in him for what he can do. And think about this. So God answered Elisha's prayer. He opened the servant's eyes. Yes, the young man, he had all. He saw that the forces of heaven were arrayed on their behalf, a powerful force that was superior to any earthly army. This is the very same truth for us today. We need to pray, Lord, open my eyes. Did y'all hear me? We need to pray, Lord, open my eyes. If you are, just say, at work and you get an email that's not good, if they're talking like it might be layoffs, Lord, open my eyes. When you see that maybe the money may be funny and the bills are higher than the money, Lord, open my eyes. When you see a situation with your children, maybe your children are going the wrong way, Lord, open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. That should be the prayer. So when we need to have that prayer today, it's open our eyes to look through the lens of faith, to look through the lens of what God can do, not the human perspective of how bad this is or what's said, but look through the lens of what the Lord can do and trust him, and we'll see the unseen realities of God's powers and presence at work in our lives today. The same God that worked this situation can work out whatever your issue and trouble is today, whatever you may be battling with, whatever may be coming at you. This same God can work for you today. This same God is the same one at work to you. This same God, when you accept the Lord, this same God gives you what you need through the Holy Spirit. This same God gives you what you need through his holy word. This same God. Now, my third point, and this is the most powerful point here, divine intervention and protection. The story doesn't end with a vision. It ends with a powerful display of God's authority. Elisha doesn't fight the army with swords and spears. He prays, and God strikes the entire army with blindness. Then, in a brilliant act of strategy, Elijah leads the army straight into their enemy camp, which is Samaria. Now, I want y'all to remember with this, Dothan and this area of Samaria where the king of Israel was at, you have a good 14 miles. So, with this, as they're coming down, they're talking to Elisha, and they're saying, hey, you know, and he's telling them, after they've been struck blind, follow me. I will take you to the man you're looking for. Now, the king of Aram, he sent the army to go after Elisha. But his real intent really was Elisha and the king of Israel. So let's think about this when we talk about the story ending. Elisha, he prays, and God strikes the entire army with blindness. So then this final act reminds us that when we take another look and see God's presence, we can trust him to act on our behalf. He doesn't just show us that he is there. He proves it. God can disarm our enemies in ways we never imagined. He can turn our darkest moments into opportunities for his glory. He can turn your darkest night into the glorious day. He can turn that situation where you've been crying all night into joy, joy unspeakable. He can turn that situation for you. Trust him. But I also want to show you something in this story, and I want you all to go back and read the rest of this passage. Elisha takes this force of soldiers to the king of Israel. And now the king of Israel, they've been dealing with these guys for a while. And so king of Israel's like, hey, you want me to kill them and finish them off? Hey, you know, because think about it. From the human side of it, this army has been messing with you for a while. So now you're thinking about, oh, I'm going to just say it like this. Oh, it's payback time. Oh, it's time for us to get back. But Elisha told him, no, feed them. He fed them, give them water. And then he told him, once their eyes where they could see and they saw where they were at, he said, okay, then let them go. And that same group never bothered them again. So I'm saying this for this reason. No matter what your situation may be, I don't know what your situation is, but God does. He can fix it. He can fix it. And you know what? When he fixes it, tell somebody about it. Shout hallelujah. Give God praise. Trust him. Because here's the thing. So today, whatever you're facing, I encourage everyone in here, under the sound of my voice, to take another look. Take another look. Take another look at it through God's eyesight. And ask God to open your eyes for God to show you that spiritual realm. Because, brothers and sisters, let me just tell you right now. I don't know if you know about it. A lot of you do. We are in warfare right now. We are in a war. There is a spiritual war going on all the time. And there are forces we don't see, but God knows. Let's take it to God. Take another look, no matter what it is. Are you looking at your problems with your natural eyes, or are you asking God to open your eyes to see his divine power at work? Again, the enemy wants you not to go to God with it. The enemy wants you to try to figure it out. Take it to God. Give it to him. The enemy has been defeated, and we know who won. Trust Jesus. Take it to Jesus. Give it to him, because we have the help that we need. It's in God's word. Take it to him. Take it to God in prayer. Everything, take it to God in prayer. And when we take it to God in prayer, remember what he's done for you. Remember what was done for you so far, so long ago, 2,000 years ago. Jesus died on the cross for you. But before that, God worked out a plan where he had to send his son who died for us. And remember, with that, no matter what it is you're dealing with, take it to the cross. No matter if it's internal that you're dealing with or external, give it to God. The Lord came down 42 generations for us. For us, make it personal. He died for you. No matter what your age, no matter what your financial ability, no matter what your physical ability, God came for you. He loves each and every one of you. Take another look. Take another look at the situations. Give it to him. Know that God is there for you. And know that, yes, when Jesus was lied on and beaten and taken from judgment hall to judgment hall for us. And he never said a word. And know that, yes, he was crucified. Yes, and the Roman soldiers took a spear to jab him in the side, and blood and water came out. But no, that wasn't the end. We know that on that third day, Jesus rose with all power in his hands. And that same power covers us today. That blood of Jesus covers us today. The blood of Jesus cleanses us today. The blood of Jesus can strengthen us today. No matter what's going on, the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus. When you're dealing with a situation, take another look. Go to God's word. Go to God in prayer. Walk in faith. Trust him and watch what he'll do. Know that what he did on Calvary was for you. It was for you today. No matter your age, you can be young. You can be up in age. Know that God cares for you. He loves you all. And this is where I'm going to wrap this up. When you take another look, ask God to open your eyes, to open your spiritual eyes. God can be that optometrist checking your eyes out, getting things clear. Open your eyes. So, brothers and sisters, may the Lord bless you and keep you. And remember, take another look. Take another look when the troubles hit. Take another look when you're getting attacked. Take another look. Give it to God. Trust him with your situation. Give it all to him. God bless you. Amen. Amen.